Call Back the Past.
Because, of course, you met costumes from every different period of history. Van Riebeck and the Court of Orange and the Court of Portugal were all represented. Well, I don't suppose there was ever such a collection of really beautiful girls as there was at that time. They came from the Free States, Transvaal and Natal, and, of course, they were the charming girls of our own province.
Mrs. Lidderdale talks about a pageant to commemorate the establishment of Union in 1910. On this Republic Day of 1976, Call Back the Past features the Prime Ministers of South Africa since the inception of Union. Regrettably, there's no known recording of our first Prime Minister, General Louis Botha. Elected in 1910, Botha's aim was to bring the English and Afrikaans-speaking South Africans closer together. His death in 1919 saddened the entire country. Sir Herbert Stanley recalled,
General Botha succeeded where a lesser man would inevitably have failed. Through it all, he never was deflected from the pursuit of his ideal of reconciliation. He never wavered in his striving to seek peace and ensure it. He stood unflinching at the helm through wind and weather, and when he died, not only South Africa, not only the British Commonwealth, but humanity at large was the poorer by the passing of a great and good man.
Next to take over the reins as Prime Minister of the Union of South Africa was another general, James Barry Munich Herzog. We hear his voice now as he speaks at the Empire Exhibition in Johannesburg in 1936.
To the many visitors from other countries, I wish to extend on behalf of the government a very hearty welcome to the Union of South Africa. In particular, have I much pleasure in welcoming the representatives of the governments of other parts of the British Commonwealth, who were honoring us with their presence, as also the many exhibitors from abroad and their representatives. The exhibition is the work of non-profit earning private initiative and endeavor. On behalf of the government, however, proud to associate itself with this bold spirit of initiative and venture, I wish to welcome you all and to assure you of its kindly greetings and friendly hospitality.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Oklahoma. That great musical, written by Rodgers and Hammerstein, came in the middle of the Second World War. Herzog was no longer in power. The advent of war had resulted in a split between him and General Smuts, and Herzog found himself outvoted. So when 1943 rolled around, South Africa's destiny saw yet another general at the helm, General, later Field Marshal, Jan Christian Smuts.
Fellow South Africa, you are looking at the pageant of this war and our share in it. What memories crowd in upon us as we think of the last 4 years, years of the most critical, fateful ups and downs. Thank God that through it all, South Africa kept the faith and acted up to it. Tunis was our African terminus, but now becomes our grand junction to Europe, the gateway to final victory. Let us press on. Our Tobruk comrades in Italy are calling. Our job is not yet finished. We are on this trek, the farthest in our history, and on this crusade, the greatest of all history, to the very end.
As so often happens, the government which saw the country through the war was not destined to rule the peace. In 1948, government supporters were shaken by the surprise victory for the opposition National Party. The customary New Year's speech of 1949 was made by the new leader, Dr. D.F. Malan.
What the future which we are now facing conceals in its lap for us as individuals, as families, as a nation, and as participants in the vicissitudes of the world situation, we know not. We can at best only attempt to read the signs of the times and construct our own mental picture of the year that lies ahead. But it is nevertheless good at this juncture, and in view of the future, to clasp one another's hand and to wish each other all possible happiness and prosperity.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
I think she's got it. I think she's got it.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
By George, she's got it. By George, she's got it. Now once again.
It was in 1956 that My Fair Lady delighted millions of theatregoers with its blend of Shaw and music. In South Africa, a new prime minister was at the head of affairs. On May 31st, 1956, exactly 20 years ago today, Prime Minister Strydom addressed the nation.
When on this 46th anniversary of the union of the four provinces of South Africa, we cast our eyes backwards for a moment, we have every right to be proud of the tremendous progress, both spiritual and material, which has been made during that period. At this moment, South Africa is passing through an era of industrial and economic expansion unparalleled in its whole history. At the same time, the four United Provinces have developed from their erstwhile colonial status to a free and sovereign independent South Africa.
In 1960, the Union of South Africa celebrated its 50th anniversary. Governor General Swart at the Union Festival.
In lighting the torch tonight with the flame of civilization, we inaugurate the celebrations in commemoration of the great day of union on May the 31st, 1910. As I have already stated, we have organized these celebrations for various reasons. The first is our sincere, intense and consuming love for the union of South Africa, our country and our only home. Even with all her shortcomings and faults, we love her more than any place on earth. And we are here to stay.
But the days of union were numbered. New Prime Minister Dr. H.F. Verwoerd called for a referendum to test the country's desire for a republic. The republic seekers carried the day. And in 1962, on the first anniversary of the republic, Dr. Verwoerd spoke to South Africa.
The first year of the republic has become the bearer of the first fruits of a new era full of promise. The economic outlook is becoming brighter by the day. Expectations of growing prosperity for all inhabitants may be confidently voiced without any fear that this would be regarded as pure bluff or empty propaganda. From a low ebb, the national reserves have risen to high tide, and the upward trend even now shows no sign of halting.
10 years later, we celebrated Republic Day with nationwide festivities. President Fouché, in 1971, opens the Republic Festival.
Ladies and gentlemen, time and honesty of purpose will be our salvation during the near and distant future. Honesty of purpose is basic for a secure future. This can only be proved by the words and deeds of our statesmen. When we tell the world that peace is essential to give us time to prove ourselves, then our word must be our honor. We in the Republic of South Africa must prove to those who have the ability to listen that peace is the diving board for us into a great future. And a great future for us in the Republic can only be interwoven with a brighter and greater future for our partners in Africa.
And in the same year, Prime Minister Forster spoke on the young Republic's future.
We have, ladies and gentlemen, the resources. We have the open spaces and the fresh air of a young, virile, developing country. Our wind is one that breathes success. Our air carries inspiration and faith. We have the men who can make it. We have the producers, be it on the farm or in the factory, who can deliver it. Be it on the sports field
or in the sphere of sophisticated surgery, or the secrets of atomic power, we can hold our own and make our contribution.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seif and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.